to put this down again. My name is Per-Åke Wixell, but you can call me as Björn Pelle. I work for the Swedish National Criminal Police, the IT crime section, and the child protection team. I come from Sweden, the land of IKEA, Volvo, ABBA, Absolut Vodka, and Greta Garbo. Yeah. I'm going to talk about the collaboration with the industry in this matter, about challenges that we have met, and finally, short about the Swedish Financial Coalition. As I'm going to talk in a national level now, instead of the circumpent level, I will tell you the Swedish matter. And it all started as an initiative from Norway and Björn Erik's team. It was their criminal investigation team who talked to us, and we gathered together the representatives from law enforcement and industry to discuss whether we should have this blocking system in Sweden or not. And suddenly, agreement was made, and a contract was written between several Swedish internet service providers and the Swedish National Criminal Police. And this collaboration between the police and the internet service providers is completely built on voluntary basis, and it's the crime preventive work. As Björn Erik told, in Norway it's forbidden to watch these sites of child abusive images, but it's not in Sweden. There is a law going to be, but it's not still written. So, however, it's not forbidden, but it is forbidden to be in possession or distribute this kind of material. This is a crime preventive work. Today we have a collaboration contracted 16 ISPs in this blocking solution. And we have a coverage of about 80 to 90% of the Swedish internet users. And new contracts are signed on the way, and now we're talking to the local networks on the cities around Sweden. However, one of the largest Swedish ISP didn't want to participate in this collaboration from the beginning. I don't want to mention their name because it's audio taped here, but the biggest Swedish newspaper told about it. A poll was made, and a huge majority of the Swedish population said they should block, they should contribute to this work against this matter. And the criticism was too difficult for the company, and the next day, after the article was published, they told that they want to be in the collaboration. But I'm sure that you already had read it. Yeah? You have recently heard Mr. Björn Erik Ludvigsen from Norway talk about how the blocking of websites actually works. So I'm not going to repeat that. However, we, the Swedish NCPs, receives daily information from public regarding child abusive images on internet sites. We got referrals from the ISPs. We got information from the other European network, the Circumpt network, and from the ECPAT, the Swedish non-governmental organization ECPAT's hotline. Also, we got these URLs that is found in computer, which is seized all around Sweden during investigations. The role of the law enforcement is to collect the reported URLs and to review and investigate and make a judgment if these websites are illegal or not regarding to Swedish law. If they are considered illegal, they will be blocked. We create and send a text file to the providers that will see that the sites will be blocked. Björn Erik also told you about a special program, and here is the program we use to make life a little easier when we deal with this matter. It's created by the Danish police, and we put in a text link from all the information we got, and it converts, so we have it on the domain level, as you can see, and we click on it and check all these sites. And if we consider them illegal, we save the sites and we give them a red flag, as in blocked. If it's not illegal, we give them a green flag. You can see you have this flag here from some country. In this case, it's just one country's flag here, but otherwise it will show all the countries where the website belongs to. This is a good instrument that we use. The role of the internet service providers is simply to implement the blocking list on the DNS servers. They have to provide statistic, referrals, and implement the stop page. Which you recently have seen. But as Björn Erik told you, it says your web browser has tried to contact an internet website and what penal code it's used in this case, chapter 16. And where to turn to if one have some complaints to do. And this stop site is shown double as many times as the Norwegian, 1,000 times per day. Because we are double population in Sweden regarding Norway, and comparing to Norway. I will show you our written agreement. I will not. I will, okay. This is signed by the chief of the National Criminal Police and the chief of the internet service provider. I just go through it very quickly. You see that the cooperation is aimed at restricting access to and circulation of description of children in pornographic pictures on the internet, as well as in that way preventing children from being sexually abused. It says about NCP's commitments, the internet service providers' commitments. I hope you are managed to read this now. And it states that the parties shall meet at least once a year. In addition to that, when necessary, to evaluate the cooperation. I can say that we meet 3 to 4 times a year. The agreement can be cancelled by one of the parties with immediate effect. Yeah, I think we have this in the slides, so you can read it more carefully if you want later. Okay, so if everything going smooth and nice with this, yes, it is, but we have a few small challenges. The Swedish Post and Telecom Agency is monitoring the electronic communications and postal sectors in Sweden. They have been with this meeting for 2 years. And after 2 years, they came to the meeting and brought up the issue of the agreements between customers and ISP for an approval to regulate internet traffic current child abusive material. Lack of such regulation could lead to imprisonment for the responsible person at the internet service providers. I can tell you that the participant got their coffee stuck in their throat. And this person from the Swedish Post and Telecom Agency, he really liked that. So he told them times and times again about this chance to go to jail if they have no regulation. But they went home and checked their agreements between them and the customers, and everything was written down and good. Another challenge is, okay, you're blocking child abusive images today, but what will the next step be? Bestiality or something else? What is this, the first step of blocking the whole internet or what? No, we started, Norway started early 2004 and we started 2005, and it will be nothing else. It will stay with child abusive images. I can tell you for that by our countries. I'm sure that Bjorn Erik will agree with me. At the end of 2008, we made a new agreement between us and the ISP for the involvement of referrals, the page visit before coming to the website with a stop sign. Some other adjustments were also made, for example, to involve non-commercial pages in the agreement. But it proved to be controversial to make changes in the agreement. Now we're talking about scope creep and slippery slope again. Two of the largest internet service providers. One, you remember early slide? Yeah. And another. They say they didn't want to help the police with the investigation. And they say that we could do it by ourselves. Investigation, giving us the site, the referrals. I don't know about that, but finally, we have these meetings and they signed a new agreement. But a response came quickly from the first opportunity to give us referrals, and we expected tens of thousands of referrals. We got 50. 50, because the agreement says nothing about how many referrals we were supposed to get. So, finally, the last challenge was BitTorrent, Pirate Bay. Anybody heard about Pirate Bay? You know about BitTorrent? We received information that a lot of the world's largest BitTorrent tracker had files that contained child abusive images and material. Files, it was films and pictures. BitTorrent is a file sharing protocol that enables file transfers. Pirate Bay offers the users the latest Hollywood movies, the latest games, or whatever, the latest books, e-books. And the tips, information about child abusive images and material on Pirate Bay increased. So we have to decide whether this site was going to be blocked or not. We called a meeting in a very high level in the national police, Swedish national police, and it was decided that if they will not take away this abusive material over the weekend, they will be blocked. So I sent out this information to the internet service provider just to prepare them for some internet attacks, who could be, and I sent it on a secure way to the responsibles on the ISPs. I went to my holiday. I would go down the south of Sweden to meet my son, and I just come 1 hour's drive when the telephone called. "Hi, it's Pirate Bay," and name of the one of the guy. "Are you going to block Pirate Bay?" "Yeah." And directly after we hang up, the Aftonbladet, the Swedish biggest newspaper, called. And after that, a lawyer from one of the biggest ISPs called me. "Are you going to block Pirate Bay?" The circus started. It was a big fuss in the mass media, and we received a lot of complaints by mail. People said, "Is this going to be the new China? We want these torrents to live and keep away from Pirate Bay." Three major Swedish websites were hacked, and they put in our stop page instead of the material who belongs to it. One of the websites was from one of the most popular soccer teams in Sweden, and their supporters were crazy about us. The people thought that we were the ones that blocked the website, and the circus went on. However, on Monday morning, I went to work. The team which I worked with checked up the Pirate Bay, and the child abusive material was gone. However, the turbulence continued a couple of weeks, but it led to something good. We shaken the Pirate Bay a little bit, and now we have a good collaboration with them, and even put our email address on their website. Okay, results in the end of this blocking. We can see now that the child abusive material is less available in Sweden. ISPs takes more responsibility. The Swedish public is very much positive of this work. I can assure you that we got mails every day, people thanking us for doing this. And we also get telephone calls by people who run into these sites, come to this stop page, and they call us and say, "What is going to happen now? Are you going to come to get me?" So, yeah. But we will not. This is a politically very well accepted method. And this, I will say, this is, has a large preventive effect. So, the next step. Like Catherine talked about, there was a financial coalition going on here in the United States. And the next step for us has now been taken. The non-government organization ECPAT has looked at the financial coalition in USA. And I would like to thank you, Catherine, for all the help to bring the financial coalition to Sweden. We have a collaboration now between Skandiabanken and the Swedish National Criminal Police. And it differs some from the U.S. financial coalition. In Sweden, we have no domains or service that are hosted here. And if we have, we will start an investigation. At least we don't find them. What we do is that we receive a number of accounts from the bank with complete information to make purchases on the internet, like Catherine recently told you about. So we do it like some kind like the financial coalition in the States do, but not really like that. We have a cooperation between the banks, the Visa, the MasterCards, and the aim is to prevent and obstruct payments for child abusive material through the financial system. Yes, I think I will stop there. And here is my address if you want to mail me, and we're glad to thank you for your attention, and I will take questions later. Thank you.